Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking failure and talking about the ways that we might be able to learn from our mistakes and fail forward. Everything that we need for success exists in a failure, exists when we don't get it right. So my first area, my first element of failure is to get in touch with the what. What was the goal? Was it clear? Was it a smart goal? Was it attainable? And to go back to the drawing board with that. Where we don't experience success, it could actually be that our goal is just a little bit off. And if we fine-tune that, we're more likely to enhance success. My next tip is a really important one, and that is to get in touch with our motivation. Why did I want that? And how much did I want to do X or achieve Y? How important is it to me in my life? And why is it important? What makes it so important? And do I need to recommit and refocus as a way to enhance my motivation? And motivation is key to all types of success. We need to really, really want to do it, and it has to be important to us. My next tip is to look at the plan. Did I actually have a plan? At what point did my plan fall down, or did I stray from my plan? At what point did I extend beyond what I'd actually planned for? And does that mean I need to go back to the drawing board and develop a new one? Could also be that I just need to go and revise my existing plan to take in some new information I didn't have or something I've learnt about myself. And that's going to be another way of increasing our chances of success. Once we've got our plan or our recipe, then we can actually put that back into action. But it's also a good time to ask yourself, you know, do I need a different action? Maybe I need to do something a little bit smaller, a little bit more achievable. Maybe I need to have a much more targeted and concrete action to throw myself into. Because the next step is looking at our follow-through. Did we keep going? Maintenance is key in any type of goal setting, any type of behavior change, any type of success. We need to be able to keep moving forward and maintain the things that we've already achieved. So, you know, checking in with our maintenance and fine-tuning and adjusting there might be time well spent. Another important consideration is to think about the setbacks. And if you've just kind of dropped the ball or you've just had a failure, then maybe there's some really good information on the setbacks there. Ask yourself, do I actually have a plan for setbacks? What future setbacks might I be able to anticipate? And how might I be able to strategize for them? I guess it's really, really important as well that we get real with ourselves about setbacks and barriers. When we think about things cognitively and we have a fantasy in our head, it's always really, really easy to not see the things that we might trip up on, the areas where we might run into a barrier. My last tip is to review. Ask yourself, you know, is this a failure? Can I reframe this as a way of seeing the success that's hidden there in the steps that I've taken? Because it's true, even where we drop the ball, even where things don't work out for us, it is true that we will be at a different place than where we started. Even if it seems like we're at the same place, we have learned something, or we can learn something in the trying. If ever you can say that I am trying, then trying is never failing. As long as you are trying to move forward, as long as you are trying to learn something, to do something new and different, you are succeeding. So, in the words of Will Smith, and something I'd never thought I would actually say, fail early, fail often, and fail forward this week with Mind Games.